And good evening and welcome to Wausau West Warrior High School girls basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Tonight, it is a Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup as the Warriors take on the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln Red Raiders. From the Westfield House, I'm Chad Holmes. Warriors come in with an overall record of 11 wins and 7 losses. They're 5-3 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Warriors' hopes of a third consecutive WVC championship pretty much went down the drain on Friday when West fell at Wisconsin at Stevens Point by a score of 51-44. So the Warriors now trying to just get themselves into shape for the remainder of the regular season and then hopefully a deep postseason run. Meantime, Wisconsin Rapids has struggled for the most part this year. They have a record of 5 wins and 15 losses overall. They are 2-6 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. However, Wisconsin Rapids does come in playing their best basketball of the season, winning 3 of their last 5 games. We are going to take a quick break and then come back and hear my pregame conversation with the head coach of the Wausau West Warriors. I'll be talking to Tom Weinkauf coming up next. It's Wausau West taking on Wisconsin Rapids High School girls basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO.
Warrior High School hockey continues on Bull Falls Radio 98. Continues on Bull Falls Radio. Wausau West Warrior High School girls basketball continues on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXDO. Tonight, it is a Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup as the Warriors play host to Wisconsin Rapids. From the Westfield House, I'm Chad Holmes, joined by head coach Tom Weinkauf. And coach, saw you on Friday over at Stevens Point. Great start, not as good at the end, but I wanted to take sort of a big picture look at where your girls stand, because obviously you still, you know, got a solid basketball team. You know that coming up, you're going to be in the postseason in terms of an upper half draw, but have to play some really good basketball teams. When you take a look at the big picture, when you look at a game like Friday night where, you know, you see some of the seeds where perhaps you could be a pretty good basketball team, what is the main takeaway at this point? Because it has been, I think, probably one of those defibrillator seasons for your team, going up and down a little bit.
Well, absolutely. Everybody always talks about consistency. Well, we certainly lack consistency. At moments we look like world beaters, and then all of a sudden we look terrible. And I think you said it before, you know, on a given night anybody can beat anybody. Well, we prove that we can really do well, but we prove that we have moments where anybody could beat us. And Point's a good team. You can't have big mental lapses like we had and then hope to win. So.
And something else you were talking about, patience, that at times you have to be able to take that step back. Obviously, there are times you're going to want to push as well. I mean, there's in the game of basketball, you have to have that that knowledge of when to push and maybe when to step back. And it sounds like sometimes that little bit of patience might be one of those keys to executing better.
Oh, absolutely. Patience goes a long way for consistency. And like I said, if you – you know, the team taking a run at you, slow it down, run your offense, get an easy layup or easy shot, get it to the post where you got a better chance of getting fouled. And if you take 45 seconds to do it, you kill the other team's momentum. So instead of just running up and down the court, you know, have a little common sense, use a little strategy, use a little things to play the game.
Over the years watching your teams, there's been good offensive teams and had talented offensive players, but usually that foundation comes on the defensive end. Where do you feel like your team is right now on the defensive end, and what does your team have to get better at here in the next few weeks coming down the stretch to build some momentum towards the postseason?
Well, we definitely have to get better defensively. We don't stop people very well. We let people score, and you know, even the first game against Rapids, the girls scored 4 3-pointers in the first half. Well, maybe we should get out there and guard her. Yeah. Our defense is so-so, but it isn't anywhere near where I'd like it to be. And we have kids that should be playing good defense, but at times we just break down. I don't know if it's lack of concentration or what it is, but I'd like to see it a lot better.
Tonight it is Wisconsin Rapids, and you said that they played you tough in the first half, a tight game going into the intermission. Then your team was able to pull away for a 20-point win. It does look like a team that's got better as the season has gone on. They struggled pretty mightily in the first half of the season and now won, I think, three of their last five games. When you saw them the first time around, what were the strengths for Wisconsin Rapids?
Well, they're athletic. They're very quick. They handle the ball quite well. And obviously three-pointers, like they scored 10 three-pointers against us, which is bad. You know, if you can't play a girl one-on-one and stop from penetrating and you need help, then of course then you leave the three-point shooter open. So and if you help, you have to help and recover, but there's an area that we definitely have to get a lot better on is if we do help, recover back to your man, and being able to stop a man one-on-one without help would make a big difference.
Best of luck tonight.
Well, thank you much.
Head coach of the Warriors, Tom Wyckoff, will come back, have the starting lineups and the opening tip. Wausau West Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9.
And our national anthem here from Wausau West High School Fieldhouse as we are nearly set for the Warriors and the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln Red Raiders. Right now, let's look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. First of all, for Wisconsin Rapids, 5-15 overall, 2-6 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Number four, Gabby Nylitz, a 5'4 sophomore averaging 7.2 points per game. Number 12, Kristen Rathke, a 5'9 sophomore at 7.4 points per game. Number 13, Aaliyah Jennings, a 5'9 senior, 8.6 points per game. At a guard, number 24, Jaslyn Redcloud, a junior, 5'3" tall, 10 points per game. And at a guard, number 43, Kate Schaefer, 5'6" tall, a senior, averaging 5.5 points per game. Again, for Wisconsin Rapids, Gabby Nylitz, Kristen Rathke, Aaliyah Jennings, Jaslyn Redcloud, and Kate Schaefer. Head coach of Wisconsin Rapids is Mitch Walding. For the Wausau West Warriors, 11 wins and 7 losses overall, 5-3 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. At a forward, number 4, Kelly Cray, a junior, 6'2" tall, averaging 9.6 points, 8.3 rebounds per game. At a guard, number 11, Ayla Christensen, 5'9" tall, a sophomore, averaging 6.2 points and 2.2 rebounds per game. At a forward, number 13, Paige Anderson, a sophomore, 5'9" tall, 2.4 points, 2.4 rebounds per game. At a guard, number 22, Lexi White, a senior, 5'11" tall, averaging 17.9 points, 6.1 rebounds per game. And at a forward, number 30, Molly Anderson, a senior, 5'11", 11.2 points, 7.4 rebounds per game. Again for West, Kelly Crape, Ayla Christensen, Paige Anderson, Lexi White, and Molly Anderson. Head coach of Wausau West is Tom Wyckoff. Warriors in the home white with the dark blue numerals and the gold trim. Wisconsin Rapids in their traditional road red with the white numerals. Wausau West will go from right to left in front of my broadcast position in the first half of play. Kelly Cray will jump center for Wausau West. Aaliyah Jennings will jump center for the Red Raiders of Lincoln High School of Wisconsin Rapids. Cray will control the tap and we are underway. Lexi White near the center circle. Warriors playing without starting guard Kenzie Deaton. Again, been battling ankle issues for much of the season. Right wing, three-pointer, back bracket no good for Ayla Christensen, and the rebound's cleared by Wisconsin Rapids and Gabby Nylitz. Nylitz gets it into the forecourt, taken by Kristen Rathke. Rathke into the lane, good feed down low. Laid up short, no good by Jennings, and then the putback by Jennings is no good, but she'll be fouled and head to the free throw line. 5'9 senior, Aaliyah Jennings, averaging just under 9 points per game. We'll head to the free throw line. Foul will be called on Lexi White. First free throw is good. First meeting between these teams in Wisconsin Rapids. Warriors earned a victory 70-50 back on December the 20th. Second free throw rolls down. 2-for-2 trip and Rapids off to a 2-0 lead. Wausau West into the front court, Lexi White. White moves it left wing side. Ayla Christensen. Christensen looking inside. Molly Anderson. Anderson gets it back left wing. Christensen. Christensen left corner trying to post up his Cray. Cray on the near block. Kicks it out. Left wing. Open three for Paige Anderson. Back bracket no good. Fight for the rebound. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Wisconsin Rapids and Kristen Radke. Radke battling with Molly Anderson for that board. Goes off of Radke. Warriors are inbound on the baseline. Taken near the right elbow by Molly Anderson. Left wing side, Paige Anderson. Anderson had her pass deflected, grabbed by Molly near the free throw line, and then stripped away and stolen by Gabby Nylitz. Nylitz back up court now for Wisconsin Rapids. Nylitz looking to penetrate, and she will be bumped, and a foul will be called on Kelly Cray.
That's number four, Kelly Cray, first personal, second team foul.
First on Cray, number two on the team. Wisconsin Rapids will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Inbounded right-hand side to Jennings. Jennings near the top of the key to Nylitz. She'll try a three. Rolls off short, no good. Molly Anderson will pull down that rebound for the Warriors. Here comes West into the front court. With it is Lexi White. White near the top of the key. White dribbles, moves it right wing side, Paige Anderson. Now Molly Anderson, right block. Good pass inside to Cray, and Cray will be fouled on the shot attempt. Nice interior passing that time from Molly Anderson to Kelly Cray, and Cray will get an opportunity at the free throw line. Jazz Red Cloud gets called for the foul on the Red Raiders. Cray's first free throw is nothing but net. Perfect. Gets Wausau West on the board. Kelly Cray is a 67% free throw shooter on the season. Second free throw rolls off short, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Ratke for Wisconsin Rapids. 2-1 Rapids, 16:33 to go in the first half. Left-hand side with it is Radke. Radke moves it right wing side, Nylitz. Now inside, ball tipped away and stolen. Grabbing it on the near side is Kelly Cray for the Warriors. Hands it off. With it up court now is Lexi White. White behind the back dribble. White moves it left wing side, Paige Anderson. Drops it down low, Molly Anderson misses the layup. Rebounds fought for, tipped and grabbed by Wisconsin Rapids. Good look inside, Warriors could not finish. Back up court comes Lincoln. At the free throw line, bobbling it is Jennings. Ball is loose on the floor and dug out by Radke. Now inside, Jennings, right corner, Nylitz up for a three. Came up short, no good. Rebound is dug out by Kelly Cray for the Warriors. Back up court comes West. Collision and a charge is called. Oh, that's a tough call, I think, on Lexi White. White call for the offensive foul. And that's bad news for the Warriors because that's two early fouls on Lexi White. 2-1 Rapids, 15:45 to go first half. Rapids into the front court. Near the right elbow, with it is Jennings. Jennings, one dribble, stops, kicks it out. Between the circles, Schaefer. Schaefer penetrates, moves it left wing side. Nylitz, Nylitz looks down low. Back to Nylitz, right wing. Up for a three, came up short, no good. Rebound is tipped by Cray into the hands of Paige Anderson. Warriors looking for their first field goal. Into the front court, Lexi White. Left wing side, Ayla Christensen back out top to White, right wing side, Paige Anderson. Inside, Molly Anderson banks it up, no good from 4 feet away. Rebound grabbed again by Rapids. And now a whistle. Oh, no whistle. I thought I heard a whistle, but no whistle. Out top with it is Jennings. Jennings, 18 feet from the basket. Jennings works her way into the lane. Up with the right hand, blocking the shot was Molly Anderson, goes out of bounds. Anderson with the swat for the Warriors. Wisconsin Rapids will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Katie Schaefer will inbound for Lincoln. Looking, still looking, still looking. Finally gets it in, right wing side. Now back to Schaefer in the right corner. Schaefer dribbles with the left hand. Has it tipped and stolen away. Lexi White with the pick. White will bring it up court. White looks down low. Wide open is Christensen, who lays it up and in. Ayla Christensen all by herself under the basket. Assist for White. 3-2. Wausau West, first lead of the game for the Warriors. Kristen Radke, right-hand side, Nylitz. near the right elbow. Jennings back to Nylitz, 21 feet from the basket. Moves it on the wing. Jaslyn Redcloud. Cross court pass, tipping it as Anderson goes out of bounds off of Molly Anderson. That was a dangerous pass that time by Wisconsin Rapids. Got away with it. Red Raiders will inbound on the far sideline. Rapids still looking, still looking. Gets it in. Into the lane. Redcloud goes to the basket. Swatting it away was Kelly Cray. Lock shot for Cray. Picks it up. Hands it off Lexi White. White to the top of the key. White dribbles. White at the free throw line. Cray. Cray down low. Anderson. Anderson lays it up. No good. Cray with the rebound. Put back is good, and she'll be fouled. Kelly Cray with the offensive rebound and the putback, and she'll have a chance for a three-point play. Jaslyn Redcloud call for the foul. Sydney Holberg will now come in for Rapids, and Redcloud with two fouls will take a seat. Cray's free throw. Rolls off short, no good. Rebound to Aaliyah Jennings for Wisconsin Rapids. 5-2. Low scoring start here from the Fieldhouse. Warriors up by three. Right corner, Radke back on the wing, Nylitz. Nylitz will work her way out near the top of the key. Now Nylitz into the lane. Right wing side, Radke. Radke steps back. Radke swings it left. Holberg. Holberg will work her way to the right wing side. Holberg still on the dribble, gives it away. With it now is that's Kate Schaefer. Schaefer gives it over to Jennings. Jennings into the lane. Her shot blocked again by Kelly Cray, out of bounds. Couple of blocks early for Cray. Rapids will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Looking to inbound are the Raiders. Still looking, still looking. Finally, the cutter to the basket laid up and in. Gabby Nylitz down the right-hand side of the lane. Took the pass and laid it up in one motion. 5-4 Warriors, 13:20 to go in the first half. Christensen, left wing side. Bounce pass inside Molly Anderson. Back out top. Paige Anderson, right wing White. She'll try a three. Came up short. Rebound, Molly Anderson. No good on the putback, but she'll be fouled, and she'll get a chance at the line. Well, right now the Warriors, they have the bigger advantage down low between Kelly Cray and Molly Anderson, and right now that is hurting Rapids on the boards. Gabby Nylitz gets called for the foul on Rapids. Free throw is no good for Molly Anderson. Oh, and Kenzie Deaton comes off the bench tonight. She'll come in. And Emma Moorhead in as well for the Warriors. So again, Balling's bad ankle has been Kenzie Deaton, but feels good enough to get out there. Second free throw good for Anderson. Molly Anderson's first point of the game. 2-point lead for the Warriors, 6-4. Just over 13 minutes to go in the first half. Left-hand side, dribbling is Sydney Holberg. Hands it off. Taken by Kristen Radke. Radke back out top, Holberg. Holberg works her way to the right elbow. Bounce pass, right corner, Schaefer. Schaefer back to Holberg on the right wing. 25 feet from the basket. Between the circles, Nylitz dribbles to the right. Nylitz passes deflected and saved on the end line by Molly Anderson for the Warriors. Back up court comes West. Out top with it is Kenzie Deaton. Deaton moves it left wing side to Emma Moorhead. Moorhead back to Deaton, right wing side to White. Lexi White at the free throw line. Anderson stripped of the ball, gets it back. Back on the right wing, Lexi White. White into the lane, left wing side, Deaton up for a three, hits it. Kenzie Deaton from the left wing drains the triple. And Wisconsin Rapids coach Mitch Wolding wants timeout. 12-12 to go in the first half. Warriors 9, Red Raiders 4. Back in 30, this is Warrior Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. 12-12 to go in the first half. Warriors now have their biggest lead after that three-point field goal from Kenzie Deaton. Warriors lead 9-4. Wisconsin Rapids will bring it up court. Kate Schaefer. Schaefer into the lane. Kicks it left wing side to Holberg. Holberg hands it back. Now Schaefer. Schaefer right wing side. Nylitz 21 feet from the basket. Nylitz into the lane. Moves it right corner. Schaefer. Schaefer passes off. Right wing side. Kristen Radke. Between the circles, Schaefer swings it left to Holberg. Holberg, left corner, back on the wing, tipped by Moorhead, but grabbing it is Schaefer, who's at right wing side. Ratke will try a three, no good. Fight for the rebound, goes out of bounds off of Wausau West. Heard from the coach in our pregame interview that Rapids was very good from beyond the three-point arc, especially in the first half in that first meeting December 20th, but they've been ice cold from behind the arc here early. Inbounds pass tipped away, out of bounds. Last touch by Aaliyah Jennings and Wisconsin Rapids. So a turnover on the inbounds play for Rapids, and the Warriors get it back. 9-4 lead for West. 11 and a half minutes to go, first half. Out top White. White right wing side to Moorhead. Moorhead looking down low. Posting up is Molly Anderson, stripped, and the ball stolen. Picked up by Kate Schaefer. Schaefer over the timeline. Now right-hand side, Holberg up for an open three. Air ball way too strong. Weak side rebound grab by Molly Anderson. Anderson gets it ahead to Lexi White. White now pushes. White right-hand side, Deaton. Deaton to the basket, lays it up, no good. Partial block. Getting a hand on it that time for Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. That was Kristen Ratke. So back up court, now come the Raiders. Right wing side, Nylitz open for a three, off the mark again. Rebound, Kelly Cray. Cray hands it to Kenzie Deaton, and she'll jog it into the front court. Ice cold shooting start for Rapids. Not much better for the Warriors, but West with a 9-4 lead. Inside, posting is Cray. Cray moves it right-hand side, Moorhead. Moorhead, 18 feet from the basket. Inside, Cray. Cray, left-hand side, Deaton, open for a three. Air ball. Rebound, Moorhead underneath. No good, but she'll be fouled. And Emma Moorhead will head to the free throw line. Tomorrow night, same schools will meet on the boys' side. Wausau West boys basketball in Wisconsin Rapids. 7 o'clock pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip right here on Bow Falls Radio. Free throw is too strong for Emma Moorhead. 3.3 points per game. 7 of 8 from the line coming in. Makes 1 of 2. 10-4 Warriors, 10:27 to go in the first half. Into the front court, Kate Schaefer now for Rapids. Schaefer dribbles, Schaefer penetrates, stops. Now needs help, kicks it outside. Now on the right wing side, Holberg back to Schaefer. Schaefer, right wing side to Holberg. Holberg, 21 feet from the basket, dribbles once. Gives it off to Kristen Ratke. Ratke in front of the Wausau West bench, works her way near the top of the key. Now to the left-hand side, moves it left corner to Schaefer. Schaefer back over to Ratke, now back out top. With it is Gabby Nylitz. Nylitz penetrates. Nylitz to the hole. Partially blocked again by Cray. Another block by Kelly Cray. But keeping it is Rapids. Left wing side. Ratke goes up for a three-pointer. Short, no good. Rebound Nylitz, and then throws it out of bounds. Well, Cray has had a nice start defensively with the block shots for the Warriors. Handful already. And the Warriors get it back, looking to extend a six-point lead. 10-4 West, 9:35 to go in the half. Left wing side, Moorhead. Gets it out top, Kenzie Deaton. Right wing side, Lexi White. White, 21 feet from the basket. White throws it away, but there to grab it is Molly Anderson. Back on the left wing side, Deaton. Inside, Cray. 10-foot jumper, rattles out, no good. Tough break that time for Kelly Cray. Ball out of bounds off of Wausau West. Oh, no, they pointed the wrong way. Referee pointed the wrong way, so it's going to stay with Wausau West. Warriors are inbound on the baseline. On the right wing side, taken by White. White gets it out top. Now left wing side, Kenzie Deaton. Deaton to Moorhead. Moorhead right wing side, White open for a three. Hits it. Lexi White on the score sheet for the Warriors. Makes it 13-4, Wausau West. Halfway through the first half. Out top with it is Holberg. Holberg dribbles to the left corner. Right in her grill is Deaton. Left wing side, Ratke. Ratke now works her way near the top of the key. Ratke, right wing, Gabby Nylitz bobbles it but saves it on the near sideline. Nylitz looking to penetrate. Nylitz to the hole, and a block but a foul as Molly Anderson got the ball but also apparently got a piece of the lower body. And free throws coming up for Gabby Nylitz for Wisconsin Rapids. Number one on Molly Anderson, number four on the team. Both teams now with four fouls in the half. Nylitz's first free throw is good. 3 points for Gabby Nylitz. Annabelle Ross comes in now for the Red Raiders, replacing Kate Schaefer. Second free throw for Gabby Nylitz is good as well. 4 points for her early. Stops a long scoring drought for Rapids. Now 13-6 Warriors, 8:37 to go in the half. Warriors into the forecourt. Out top, Lexi White open for a three. Hits it again. Can't leave Lexi that wide open from the top of the key. That was easy. 6 points for Lexi White. 10-point lead for the Warriors. 16-6. Right wing side, Gabby Nylitz goes baseline. Kicks it left corner. 3-point attempt is good. Finally hitting from the outside is Rapids. That was Kristen Ratke. And Rapids back to within 7, 16-9. West, right wing side, 3-pointer for Deaton. Came up short, no good. Cray with the rebound. Left-handed layup is no good. Rebound, Anderson lays it up and in. Warriors again hurting Rapids on the boards. 18-9 Warriors, 7:45 to go, first half of play. Out top for Rapids, Aaliyah Jennings. Jennings dribbles to the right wing. Jennings now needs some help. Bounce pass, tipped away and stolen. Picked off by Molly Anderson. Warriors get it back. Into the front court comes Lexi White. White dribbles, still about 24 feet from the basket. Moves it right wing side. Now pass, left wing, Moorhead. Goes up for a three-pointer. Came up short, no good. Rebound is battled for. Goes out of bounds off of West. Oh, looked like trying to grab it was Gabby Nylitz on the near side. Thought she touched it, but now they're going to have a conversation. I think it's going to stay with the Warriors. Nope, they're going to keep it with Rapids. Ayla Christensen comes back in for West, replacing Emma Moorhead. And it is Wausau West with the ball. They finally squared it away. Yep, Warriors will keep possession. Inbounded, taken by Kenzie Deaton. Deaton between the circles. Back over to Lexi White. Left-hand side, Molly Anderson. Now Deaton, left open for a three. Off to the left, no good. Rebound is fought for, and a tie-up between Aaliyah Jennings and Molly Anderson. Oh, they called a foul. Boy, that looked like just a tie-up. But nope, foul called on Molly Anderson. That's her second. Getting off the bench for the Warriors will be Harper Mead, and she will come into the game replacing Anderson. 7:06 to go in the first half. 18-9, Wausau West with the lead. Wisconsin Rapids inbounds. Kristen Ratke working against Kenzie Deaton, crossing the timeline. Works her way left wing side, still with the dribble. Ratke still pounds the hardwood, still in her grill is Deaton, left corner. Now a baseline move, kicked off and then thrown out of bounds. Going baseline for the Lincoln Red Raiders was Sydney Holberg, tried to kick it into the corner but throws it out of bounds. So the Warriors a chance again to push the lead to double digits. Over the timeline, Deaton, right wing side, White. White into the corner, Harper Mead. Mead, right wing side, Deaton, gets it out top, Christensen, now left wing. Three-pointer for Lexi White is good again. Three triples in the half for Lexi White. She has 9 points. 21-9, Wausau West. Into the front court comes Lincoln. Pass left wing side, grabbed there by Red Cloud. Red Cloud penetrates, goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Jazz Red Cloud gets on the score sheet for Wisconsin Rapids. Makes it 21-11. Lexi White will move it left wing side to Christensen. Deep left corner, Mead. Back to Lexi, left wing side, 21 feet for the basket. Cray posting up, up from five, rolls off no good. Rebound, Harper Mead, but then bobbles it out of bounds. Wausau West hockey team in action tonight over at Marathon Park against East Merrill United. Warriors have a 6-0 lead after one period. So Warriors 6, East Merrill United nothing at the end of one period of play. We'll have the Warrior hockey team at Eau Claire North on Saturday, 2 o'clock faceoff, 1:40 for the pregame here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. Jazz Red Cloud into the forecourt. Pass tipped away and stolen. Deaton to the basket. Lays it up. No good. Coming from behind, putting pressure on defensively was Kristen Ratke. Forced the miss. And then a foul coming up in the backcourt. Ayla Christensen going up against Annabelle Ross. And Christensen called for the foul. Number one on Ayla Christensen, number six on the team. So the next foul on West will put Rapids in the bonus with 5:37 to go in the first half. Up court comes Wisconsin Rapids. On the right-hand side, not able to handle the pass was Kristen Ratke, and it goes out of bounds. So the Warriors get it back. Again, try to extend a 10-point lead. Deaton, left wing side, Christensen. Christensen back out top. Taken there by Deaton. Now back to Christensen. Looks baseline. Under the basket. Good feet underneath. Laid up, no good, but Lexi White will be fouled and head to the free throw line.
Fouls number one, Emma Schillinger. First personal, 15 foul. Lexi White, the line, shooting two.
Lexi White, a chance to get into double figures. First free throw is good. A rare night where Lexi did not get double figures was Friday in Stevens Point. Had 8 points all in the first half of that one. Second free throw, good as well. 23-11. Wausau West up by a dozen. 11 points for Lexi White. Back up court comes Wisconsin Rapids. Looking to penetrate is Schaefer. Gets it back out to Red Cloud. Her shot was blocked. Christensen got a hand on it and then picked up by Kelly Cray. Now up court, Cray on the right wing. Cray looking left wing side. Christensen fakes the three. Now goes baseline. Floater from six, no good. Weak side rebound to Kristen Ratke for Wisconsin Rapids. Back up court now come the Lincoln Red Raiders. On the right wing, dribbling is Jennings. Kick back out. Kristen Ratke, 28 feet from the basket. Now near the free throw line. Penetration move by Jennings. Goes to the basket, lays it up, yes, and draws the foul against Kenzie Deaton. So Jennings down the right-hand side of the lane made a strong move to the basket. Now a chance for a three-point play. So Aaliyah Jennings now with 4 points in the game. Free throw back bracket, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Cray for the Warriors. 23-13, 10-point lead. Kenzie Deaton near the top of the key, moves it right, Lexi White. Now at the right elbow, Kelly Cray from 14 feet away. Nice touch from Cray, her second field goal. She has 5 points. 25-13 Warriors. Over the timeline, with it is Nylitz. Nylitz close to the basket, and it goes out of bounds off of Wisconsin Rapids. Trying to force her way in for the basket or forcing a foul was Gabby Nylitz, but good defense for West. Emma Moorhead back in for Wausau West, replacing Lexi White. Over the timeline comes Kenzie Deaton for the Warriors. Deaton to the right wing. Deaton gives it off to Ayla Christensen. Christensen penetrates, stops, moves it left wing side to Moorhead. Moorhead back on the right, Deaton. Deaton into the right corner. Moves it out top, again Emma Moorhead. Left wing side, Ayla Christensen lost the ball, dug out by Nylitz. Pass ahead. Down the lane comes Ratke. Ratke to the hole, a charge is called. As taking the contact was Emma Moorhead, drawing the charge for the Warriors. Second foul on Kristen Ratke. 3:36 to go in the first half. 25-13 Warriors. Kenzie Deaton over the timeline. Moves it right. Emma Moorhead. Moorhead back out top to Deaton. Deaton holds it. Now dribbles once. Bounce pass. Moorhead. Moorhead. Pass nearly stolen, but getting a piece of the body as she went for the steal was Gabby Nylitz. Went right through the body of Kenzie Deaton, and Nylitz called for the foul, and that will lead to a 1-1 for Kenzie Deaton. Team foul number 7 on Rapids, number 2 on Nylitz. Kenzie Deaton, 3 points in the game. 53% free throw shooter. That one rolls down. hit the front iron, kissed off the window, and dropped in. Earns the bonus. Second free throw is good as well. 27-13, Wausau West, 3:17 to go in the first half. Into the forecourt comes Rapids and Kate Schaefer. Schaefer moves it left wing side. Emma Schillinger, who's just checked in. Now right wing, Nylitz goes up for a three, hits it. Gabby Nylitz, who has 7 points, hits her first triple of the game. 27-16, Warriors, under 3 minutes to go in the half. Wausau West, Moorhead moves it left-hand side, Meade. Back to Moorhead, left wing. Her pass deflected. Ball is loose, dug out by Deaton. Left corner, 14-footer, short, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds off of Kelly Cray. So Rapids gets it back, an opportunity for the Lincoln Red Raiders to try to get back to within single digits. Up court, crossing the timeline is Nylitz. Nylitz, reach, boy, that was knocked away. That was probably fortunate for Christensen. I thought she got a piece of the arm, but forced turnover. Back up court, now come the Warriors. Into the front court, right wing side, Moorhead. Moorhead, 22 feet from the basket. Deaton out top. Deaton looking to penetrate. Deaton drops it down low. Cray. Cray lays it up and in. Nice dish by Deaton to Cray for the layup. 7 points in the half for Kelly Cray. 29-16 West. 2:10 in the half. Left wing side, Schaefer. Schaefer dribbles near the right hand side. Now stops. Back out top, Nylitz. Nylitz, 20 feet from the hole, works her way between the circles. Now stops on the left. Now needs some help. Moves it right corner to Schaefer. Schaefer up for a three-pointer. Back bracket no good. Long rebound grabbed by Emma Moorhead for West. Deaton will cross the timeline for the Warriors. Deaton moves it left to Moorhead. Moorhead left corner, Christensen. Christensen goes baseline. Gives it off to Cray on the wing. Back out top. With it is Emma Moorhead. Moorhead inside Cray. Cray in the lane. Cray, good look underneath Meade. Meade will lay it up and in. Nice feed by Kelly Cray to Harper Meade for the layup. First points for Meade. Biggest lead for West. 15 points, 31-16. Left corner, Holberg hits it from 10 feet away. Sydney Holberg with her first points. 31-18 Warriors, a minute 10 in the half. Over the timeline comes Kenzie Deaton for West. Right wing side to Moorhead. 25 feet from the basket. Bounce pass, posting up is Cray. Cray to the basket, lays it up too hard. Rebound, Ayla Christensen goes out of bounds off of Christensen. Christensen had it, then lost it, and went off her leg. And the ball back over to Wisconsin Rapids.
Annabelle Ross returns for the Raiders.
57.3 seconds to go in the first half. Inbounded, taken by Sydney Holberg. Holberg will take it over the timeline now for Rapids. Dribbles to the left wing, 20 feet from the basket. Out top, Schaefer. Schaefer to the free throw line. Schaefer moves it left-hand side, Schillinger. Back to Schaefer, left corner. Tried to go inside, tip, but grabbed by Schillinger. Gets it out top. Now a penetration move by Jennings. Jennings stopped by Cray. Right wing side, Schillinger. Back on the wing, Jennings. Jennings trying to work her way in against Kelly Cray. Now into the lane. Kicks it right corner, Schillinger. Schillinger moves it back on the wing, Schaefer. Schaefer drops it down low, but a collision between Moorhead and Schaefer, and Emma Moorhead will be called for the foul in a 1-1 for Kate Schaefer.
First personal, 18th foul.
So Kate Schaefer, 5'6" inch senior, averaging 5.5 points per game, will look for her first point. Free throw is good. 22.6 seconds to go in the first half. One more free throw now for Schaefer, trying to pull Rapids to within 11. No good. Rebounds grabbed by Harper Meade for the Warriors. Meade gets it over to Moorhead and now to Kenzie Deaton. Deaton over the timeline with 13 seconds. Gets it over to Moorhead. Moorhead further left. Baseline move by Christensen. Goes to the basket, banks it up, no good. Rebound is tipped by Cray, but it goes out of bounds. 4.5 seconds to go. Rapids going the full length of the court. Inbounded, taken by Holberg. Holberg down to two. Holberg to the center line, does not get the shot off as the first half comes to an end. 31-19, Warriors lead Wisconsin Rapids. We'll come back, look at the scoring of this first half, and also look at our upcoming broadcast schedule here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9. Again, 31-19 West over Wisconsin Rapids. This is Warrior Girls Basketball on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes again from the Wausau West High School Field House, where it is halftime of this Wisconsin Valley Conference girls basketball matchup. Wausau West 31, Wisconsin Rapids 19. Let's take a look at the scoring of the first half of this one. For the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln Red Raiders, they were led by Gabby Nylitz with 7 points. She had a two-pointer, a three-pointer, and 2 for 2 at the free throw line. 4 points for Aaliyah Jennings. She had a basket, was 2 for 3 at the stripe. A three-point field goal for 3 points for Kristen Rathke. A basket for 2 points for Sydney Holberg. A basket for 2 points for Jazz Redcloud. And 1 for 2 at the free throw line for Kate Schaefer for 1 point. 4 two-pointers, 2 three-pointers, 5 out of 7 at the free throw line for Wisconsin Rapids. For the Wausau West Warriors, they got 11 points from Lexi White in the first half. She had 3 three-point field goals and was 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. 7 points for Kelly Cray. She had 3 baskets and 1 out of 3 at the stripe. Also for the Warriors, 5 points for Kenzie Deaton. Deaton had a 3-point field goal and 2 for 2 at the free throw line. 3 points for Molly Anderson, 1 basket, 1 for 2 at the stripe. A basket for 2 points for Harper Mead, 1 basket for 2 points for Ayla Christensen, and 1 for 2 at the free throw line for Emma Moorhead for 1 point. 6 two-pointers for Wausau West, 4 three-pointers, and 7 out of 11 at the free throw line. Taking a look at our upcoming broadcast schedule here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Tomorrow night, high school boys basketball, Wausau West at Wisconsin Rapids. I'll be at the Lincoln High School gym, starting with the pregame show at 7 o'clock and the opening tip at 7:15. That's Wausau West at Wisconsin Rapids in high school boys basketball tomorrow night. Saturday, it's Wausau West hockey. The Warriors taking on Eau Claire North. I'll be at the Hobbs Ice Arena in Eau Claire, starting with the pregame show at 1:40 and the opening faceoff at 2 p.m. Wausau West boys basketball on Monday against Green Bay East. They will be a 7 o'clock pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip-off. And then Tuesday night, Wausau West against D.C. Everest in high school hockey, live here on Bow Falls Radio and also live on bowfallsradio.com Sports 2 stream. It will be Marathon hosting New McCaffrey and high school girls basketball. So some of our upcoming broadcasts here on Wausau's radio home for high school sports, Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. We will take a break and come back with the start of half number 2. Warriors 31, Red Raiders 19. This is Warrior Girls Basketball on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Start of the second half here at the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse. The Warriors lead Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln by a score of 31-19. 11 points for Lexi White to lead West. 7 points for Gabby Nylitz to pace Wisconsin Rapids. Wisconsin Rapids will have the basketball to begin play in the second half. Kate Schaefer will bring it into the forecourt. Schaefer now dribbles to the left-hand side. Passes off to Kristen Ratke. Ratke, right-hand side, a little bit high, but grabbing it on the far sideline is Gabby Nylitz. Pass goes off the hands of Schaefer, out of bounds. That was not a pretty first possession for Wisconsin Rapids. So the Warriors take possession, try to extend this 12-point lead. Lexi White over the timeline for the Warriors. Moves it left wing side, Ayla Christensen. Christensen dribbles 20 feet from the basket, now goes up for a three, off to the left, no good. Rebounds tipped up twice and then grabbed by Jazz Redcloud for Rapids. Gets it ahead to Nylitz. Nylitz penetrates, stops, pulls up from seven, banks it up and in. 9 points for Gabby Nylitz, pulls Rapids to within 10, 31-21, 45 seconds into the second half. Warriors, left wing side. Ayla Christensen. Christensen looks inside Cray. Cray at the block, lays it up and in. Kelly Cray. 9 points for Kelly Cray. Gets the Warriors back up by a dozen, 33-21. Into the lane, Schaefer swatted away. Paige Anderson got a hand on it, but the loose ball grabbed by Aaliyah Jennings. Back over to Nylitz. Nylitz to the right elbow. Gives it off to Radke. Radke moves it left-hand side. Open three for Schaefer. Came up short, no good. Weak side rebound, Ayla Christensen for the Warriors. Lexi White will bring it up court now for Wausau West. White moves it right wing side, Paige Anderson. Anderson out top, Molly Anderson. Just left of the top of the key, Lexi White. Further left, Ayla Christensen. Christensen gets it top of the key to White. White penetrates. White gives it over to Cray. Cray right corner, Ayla Christensen. She tried to get it back to Cray, but throws it away. Aaliyah Jennings picks it off for Rapids. Hands it to Nylitz. Nylitz into the lane. Nylitz to the basket. Contact with Cray, and Kelly will be called for the foul. Gabby Nylitz was in the act of shooting, so she'll get a couple of free throws. Girls hockey tonight, Central Wisconsin Storm in Chippewa Falls. They lead Chippewa Falls Menominee 1-0 at the end of the first period. First free throw is no good for Gabby Nylitz. So Warrior boys hockey team leads 6-0 against East Merrill United, and the Storm girls 1-0 over Chippewa Falls Menominee each of those games after one period. 1-for-2 trip for Gabby Nylitz at the stripe. 33-22 Warriors, 16:03 to go. White, left-hand side, penetrates. Lexi down low, gets double-teamed. Now needs help. Killed the dribble. Passes left wing side. Ayla Christensen. Now posting up is Cray. Left block. Cray, good look. Laid up and in, and a foul as Paige Anderson gets the basket and a chance for a three-point play. But that was a terrific feed by Kelly Cray. Found the open Anderson, and really an unnecessary foul. That the basket was basically done by the time the foul occurred. And the free throw is good. So first 3 points of the night for Anderson, 36-22 Warriors, and then throwing the inbounds ball away is Rapids. Warriors put pressure on the inbounds play, and the ball thrown out of bounds by Rapids, so the Warriors will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Cray gets it out. Paige Anderson wide open, goes up from 15, hits it. Anderson wasn't sure she should shoot it, but there was nobody around her, so she did it right from the free throw line. 5 quick points for Paige Anderson, 38-22. Biggest lead now for West, 16 points. Jazz Red Cloud between the circles, works her way slightly to the right, gets it over to Nylitz. Nylitz in the lane. Nylitz lost the ball, but picked up in the right corner by Red Cloud. She'll go to the basket, lay it up, no good, but she'll be fouled and get an opportunity at the free throw line. Paige Anderson called for the foul. Her first team foul, number two on West in the second half. Free throw, back bracket, no good. Jazz Red Cloud has 2 points in the game. Came in averaging 10 per outing. Second free throw. Short, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Kristen Radke. Gets it to Red Cloud. Red Cloud left wing, back to Radke, 23 feet from the basket. Now passes right hand side, and shuffling the feet before the dribble is Kate Schaefer, and she is called for traveling. So the Warriors up by 16, 15:07 to go in the game, 38-22. Right wing side, Ayla Christensen, 25 feet from the hole. Dribbles her way near the top of the key, now into the lane, goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Nice penetration finish by Ayla Christensen, her second basket. She now has 4 points, and another turnover. Trying to chase it down on the right-hand side was Kate Schaefer, could not do so, goes off her fingertips out of bounds. Sloppy start here in the second half for Wisconsin Rapids. Sydney Holberg back in for Rapids, replacing Schaefer. Warriors starting to stretch this one out, up by 18, 40-22. White, left wing side, Christensen. Christensen, 22 feet from the basket, back to Lexi White. White will back it up between the circles. White still pounds the hardwood, right wing side, pass is stolen. Cutting in front was Sydney Holberg, goes to the basket, and she'll be fouled on the layup attempt by Paige Anderson, and Holberg gets a couple of free throws. Second on Paige Anderson, number three on the team. First free throw is good. Third point of the game for Holberg. 7 of 12 as a team from the free throw line is Wisconsin Rapids. Second free throw is good. 40 to 24. Warriors up by 16, 14:25 to go. Over the timeline comes Lexi White. Swings it right to Christensen, hands it back to Lexi. Lobs it down low. Grab made by Christensen, misses the layup. Rebound is grabbed underneath by Paige Anderson. Ball stripped, ball is loose. Battle four on the ground, and a tie-up. Annabelle Ross coming in for Wisconsin Rapids. Takes the place of Jazz Red Cloud. Alternate possession arrow pointing towards the Warriors. West will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Taken near the left elbow by Paige Anderson. Moves it left corner. White goes up for a three. Hits it. Boy, Lexi White has been red hot from behind the arc tonight. That's her fourth triple. She has 14 points. And the Warriors up 43-24. And Wisconsin Rapids calls time. 13:58 to go, 43-24 Warriors. Back in a moment. This is West Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9. 13:58 to go in the second half. Warriors 43, Wisconsin Rapids 24. Rapids will inbound. Taken near the timeline by Kristen Radke. Radke dribbles to the free throw line. Now into the lane, bobbles it, gets it back. Ball is still loose, but dug out. Left wing side by Wisconsin Rapids and Sydney Holberg. Now with it is Nylitz. She'll penetrate, kicks it left-hand side. Open three for Radke, and she'll hit it. Kristen Radke from the deep left corner, her second three-pointer of the game. She has 6 points. 43-27 Warriors. Just over 13 and a half minutes to go. Back in the game for West is Kenzie Deaton. Now inside as well as Emma Moorhead moves it on the wing. White. White inside to Cray. Cray up at the right hand, lays it up, no good. Rebound grabbed by Molly Anderson. Back over to White, another three. This time rolls off, and the rebound cleared by Holberg for Rapids. Up the right-hand side, Gabby Nylitz. Nylitz now into the lane. Nylitz to the hole, misses the running layup. Rebound snagged by Kelly Cray for the Warriors. Here comes West. White over the timeline. White left wing side. Deaton. Deaton back out top to Cray. Back to Deaton, left wing 21 feet from the basket. She'll dribble, work her way out near the center circle. Still dribbling is Kenzie Deaton. Deaton works her way around a Cray screen. Now into the lane, dropped it back towards Cray, but tipped and stolen. Pick and roll, but playing it well was Aaliyah Jennings with the steal. Up court comes Rapids. Again with the basketball is Holberg, moves it left wing side. Penetration by Jennings, goes to the rack, misses the five-footer. Rebound grab by Kelly Cray. Another board for the Wausau West Junior. Cray will bring it over the timeline, gets it over to White. White near the top of the key. White right wing side to Moorhead. Back to Cray. Hands it quickly to Lexi White. White dribbles between the circles. Moves it right wing side. Kenzie Deaton. Deaton in front of the Wausau West bench. Deaton, little crossover dribble, looking baseline, going to the hole. Blocked from behind. Holberg got a hand on it. And Rapids gets it back. Knocked into the hands of Kristen Radke. Radke into the front court. Radke left hand side. Faking the three is Jennings. Going to the hole. Misses the running layup. Rebound grab by Emma Moorhead. Moorhead getting pressured. Swings it off on the right-hand side to Cray. Now Kelly Cray will dribble in the backcourt, bring it over the timeline. Cray moves it right-hand side to Anderson. Anderson bobbles it, but gets it back in the right corner. Anderson now looking for help and gets it from Tom Weinkoff, who calls a timeout. 11:40 to go in the game. 43-27, Wausau West. Back in 30, this is Warrior Girls Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9. 11:40 to go in the game. Wausau West with a 16-point lead, 43-27 over Wisconsin Rapids. Warriors will inbound. Right-hand side, Kenzie Deaton. Deaton has it knocked out of her hands. Getting a hand on it was Holberg. Ball will stay with the Warriors. Inbounded, taken by Lexi White. Posting up is Craig. Good position. Moves it left wing side to Moorhead. Back out top to White. White, 20 feet from the basket, will back it up. Swings it right to Deaton. Deaton holds it near her right hip. Now dribbles, works around the screen. Goes up from 16 feet away, and it rolls down. Nice soft touch by Kenzie Deaton. She now has 7 points. Warriors back up by 18, 45-27, 11-13 to go. Out top with it is Gabby Nylich looking to penetrate. Dished it off, ball knocked away. Battle for and a tie-up between Molly Anderson and Annabelle Ross. Emma Schillinger checks in now for Wisconsin Rapids. Looking inside. Grabbed, laid up, no good by Aaliyah Jennings, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Wausau West. At that last tie-up, the arrow did point towards Rapids, so that's why Wisconsin Rapids kept possession. Inbounded inside at the left block. In the lane is Jennings. Jennings now moves it right wing side. Radke up from the right elbow, rolls off from 15. Rebound grab by Lexi White for the Warriors. White over the timeline for Wausau West. White between the circles. Right wing side, Deaton. Deaton is called for steps. Kenzie doesn't know what happened. She's going to ask one of the other officials what happened, but ball goes back over to Wisconsin Rapids. Inbounded, taken by Emma Schillinger. Schillinger swings it right. Sydney Holberg still in the backcourt. Passes ahead, Schillinger. Schillinger hands it off to Kristen Radke. Radke, right hand side, now penetrates. Radke into the lane, banks it up and in. Kristen Radke, her third basket. She now has 8 points. 45-29 Warriors, 10:23 to go. Inside, good pass, but missing the layup is Cray. Cray gets her own rebound. Cray forces up the shot. Yes, and a foul. Good strength by Cray. Followed up her own miss, grabbed it as she was fouled. She just used her strength to get it up, and it banked up and in. Double digits now for Kelly Cray. She has 11 points. Free throw rolls down. Hit the front iron and just crawled over. 7 in the first half, 5 in the second half for Cray. 48-29 Warriors. If court comes Rapids. And it goes out of bounds off the Red Raiders. Kate Schaefer back in for Rapids, replacing Kristen Radke. Again, tomorrow night, Warrior Boys against Rapids will have the game from Wisconsin Rapids. 7 o'clock airtime right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Left wing side with it is Lexi White. White, 22 feet from the basket. Out top, Kenzie Deaton. Deaton looking to penetrate. Deaton, right-hand side, Molly Anderson. Back inside, Deaton. Kicks it left corner. Cray, 12-footer is good. Left corner jumper for Kelly Cray. 14 now for Cray. Biggest lead for the Warriors, 21 points, 50-29. And now a walk is called on Sydney Holberg as she got to the timeline. Traveling violation on Rapids. Ball goes back over to the Warriors. Walking it over the timeline for West, Kenzie Deaton. Deaton to the right wing. Deaton looks down low. Grabbed by Molly Anderson, and she'll be fouled. And Molly Anderson will get a chance at the free throw line. Molly Anderson has 3 points, 1 for 2 at the free throw line. That last foul called on Aaliyah Jennings, her second. Team foul number 3. First free throw is good. One more to come. Looking at the Valley, Stevens Point continues to lead. They're 8-0 going into play tonight. Marshfield 8-1, Warriors 5-3. Merrill 3-6, Rapids 2-6, Everest and East both 2-7. 2 for 2 trip for Molly Anderson, 52-29 Warriors. Back up court comes Wisconsin Rapids. With it is Kate Schaefer. Schaefer on the right wing. Schaefer around the screen to the right corner, picked up by Anderson. Schaefer swings it right wing side to Jennings. Jennings dribbles, works her way near the top of the key. Now to the free throw line, right elbow, backs her way in. Now into the lane, kicks it left wing. Three-pointer for Holberg is a little bit strong, no good. Weak side rebound grabbed by Rapids, another chance for the Raiders. Grabbing that board was Ross. Rapids still has the basketball. Bounce pass, right-hand side. Three-point attempt for Schaefer is good. Kate Schaefer's first field goal of the game. She has 4 points. 52-32, Wausau West, past the midway point of the second half. 8 minutes and 42 seconds to go in the game. Lexi White around the screen, up from 17 feet away, hits it. Nice little screen and pop for Lexi White. She has 5.5, 16 in the game. 54-32, Wausau West. Holberg in the backcourt having trouble, so a timeout called by Wisconsin Rapids. 54-32 Warriors, back in a minute. This is West Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes again from the Westfield House with 8:27 to go in the game. Warriors 54, Wisconsin Rapids 32. Also tonight, updated score from Chippewa Falls where the Storm have taken a 2-0 lead. Sophie Boleen with a goal late in the second period. So Storm 2, Chippewa Falls Menominee nothing as they near the second intermission in western Wisconsin. Up court comes Rapids. Pass on the right wing side, taken by Holberg. Holberg gives it back to Nylitz. Nylitz left-hand side, Schillinger. She'll try a three, rattles out, no good. Rebound grabbed underneath, put back is no good by Kristen Ratke. And the rebound chased down by the Warriors and then goes out of bounds off of Rapids. So the ball goes back over to Wausau West. Inbounded, taken by Kenzie Deaton. Deaton will bring it up the right-hand side. Deaton over the timeline. Now drops it down low, and the ball is tipped, goes out of bounds off of West. It was tipped by Kristen Ratke, and then off the hands on the far side of Ayla Christensen. Warrior hockey team leads East Merrill United 9-0 tonight after two periods over at the Marathon Park Ice Arena. 9-0 Warriors again after two over at Marathon Park against the Blue Jacks. Kuhlman Cup game. Left-hand side with it is Kristen Ratke. Gets it out top. Jennings. Jennings dribbles near the right elbow. Jennings bounce pass. Left wing side to Nylitz. Nylitz into the lane. Strip. Gets it back. Moves it right wing side. Three-point attempt by Schaefer. Rolls off no good. Rebound taken down by Lexi White for the Warriors. Pass ahead. Grab by Deaton. Deaton drops it down low. Molly Anderson up with the right-hander. Hits it from 4 feet away. Deaton with the assist, Molly Anderson with the basket. She now has 7 points, 56-32 Warriors, 7:14 to go. Back up court comes Wisconsin Rapids. Between the circles, Schillinger. Schillinger right wing side to Schaefer. Schaefer into the lane. Left-hand side, Jennings. Jennings to the basket, misses the shot. Rebound to Kelly Cray for the Warriors. Wausau West will bring it back up court. Biggest lead for the Warriors, 24. Methodically building this lead in the second half has been West. Right-hand side, Deaton, 23 feet from the basket. Lobs it down low, tipped away and stolen. Intended for Anderson, getting a hand on it, but then stolen the back. Deaton to the hole, lays it up and in. Deaton with the steal after the previous steal by Rapids. Deaton now with 9. 58-32, right-hand jumper. No good from 19 for Schillinger. Rebound fought for, tipped out of bounds off of Wausau West. Jazz Red Cloud back in for Rapids, replacing Emma Schillinger. Kate Schaefer will inbound now for Rapids. Tossed inside. Little up and under, laid up and in by Aaliyah Jennings. Good job by Jennings. Been some block shots in that area as the Warriors, both with Cray and Anderson, have been good inside. But finishing that time was Jennings. For Jennings, her first points of the second half, she has 6 in the game. 58-34 as we hit 6:07 to go in the second half. Right wing side, Ayla Christensen. Between the circles, White. White, left-hand side, Deaton. Deaton up from the left corner. Short, no good from 15 feet away. Rebound is grabbed by Gabby Nylitz. Nylitz will now push. 4-on-1. Nylitz into the lane. Banks it. Oh, she had some teammates on the left-hand side. Did not pass it. Missed the banker. And the rebound's grabbed by White. Left corner, Deaton for 3. Hits it. Kenzie Deaton now in double figures with 12 points. 61-34. It's 5:33 to go. Back up court comes Rapids. Faking the three-pointer. Penetration by Radke. Stops. Moves it left wing side. Schaefer. Schaefer down the lane. Up. Swatted away by Ayla Christensen. And it goes out of bounds. Harper Mead back in now for the Warriors. Takes the place of Molly Anderson. Inbounded by Rapids. On the right-hand side with it is Jennings. Jennings at the right block. Goes up from three. No good. Weak side rebound. Grab by Kelly Cray for the Warriors. Over the timeline, Kenzie Deaton for Wausau West. Deaton moves it right. Lexi White. White. Further right to Cray in front of the Wausau West bench. Out top, Mead. Harper Mead moves it right. Ayla Christensen. Christensen dribbles her way near the top of the key. Looking for help, hands it off, Lexi White. White down the lane, White to the basket, lays it up, no good, but she'll be fouled, and Lexi White will get an opportunity at the free throw line. Foul called on Aaliyah Jennings. Lexi White looking to add to her 16 points. Free throw is good. 3 for 3 at the stripe here tonight is Lexi White. Second is good as well. 63-34 Warriors, 4:45 to go. Back up court come the Raiders. Left wing, three-pointer for Nylitz is good. Gabby Nylitz has been the top offensive performer tonight for Rapids, now has 13 points. 63-37. Out top, Lexi White. White swings it right, Ayla Christensen. Now inside, posting up is Cray. Cray tried to drop it off, and a foul is called on Rapids. Jennings call for her fourth. Brooke Schaefer will check in for the first time now for West. Warriors are inbound on the baseline. Inside post up is Cray. Up with the left hand, lays it up and in. Kelly Cray having, again, a nice evening. 9.5, 16 in the game. 65-37, Warriors with the edge. On the left wing side. With it is Kristen Radke. Radke dribbles into the lane. Radke to the hole, lays it up and in. Radke with 7 points in the half, 10 in the game. And a timeout call. Timeout, Rapids, 65-39 Warriors, 3:52 to go. We'll take a quick break and be right back. This is Warrior Girls Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. 3 minutes and 52 seconds to go in the second half. Wausau West 65, Wisconsin Rapids 39. Warriors into the forecourt. Right-hand side is Deaton. Deaton will now dribble out near the center circle. Swings it left, Harper Mead. Mead, top of the key to Schaefer. Schaefer moves it right wing side. Deaton left open for a three-pointer. Rolls off the front iron, no good. Rebound grab by Kristen Radke for Wisconsin Rapids. Back up court come the Lincoln Red Raiders. Ball tipped and stolen. Getting her hands out was Ayla Christensen for the Warriors, forcing the steal. So back up court, top of the key. Three is short, no good from Deaton. Fight for the rebound on the floor, and that will lead to a tie-up. Emma Schillinger back in, the arrow pointing towards Wausau West. Elle Tipple makes her first appearance for the Warriors. Inbounded out top, taken by Brooke Schaefer. Schaefer between the circles. Schaefer swings it right, Harper Mead. Mead, 22 feet from the basket, top of the key to Tipple. Tipple's pass knocked away, gets it back. Hands it off to Kelly Cray. Cray, left wing side towards Schaefer, tipped away and stolen. Picked off by Holberg. Holberg down the lane to the basket, missing the layup. Good defense by Cray, altering that shot. Rebounds grabbed by Tipple. Tipple gives it back to Cray. Cray over the timeline. Left wing side to Meade. Back out top Cray. Inside Schaefer. Schaefer stripped. No foul is called, and the ball grabbed by Gabby Nylitz. Nylitz back up court for Rapids. Nylitz swings it left. Schillinger up for a three-pointer. Too strong. Rebound cleared by Tipple for the Warriors. 2:22 to go. 65-39 Wausau West. Over the timeline comes Brooke Schaefer. Schaefer near the top of the key. Moves it right. L. Tipple. Tipple back out top. Brooklyn Burns. Burns inside. And dribbling it off the end line was Kelly Cray. So turn back over to Wisconsin Rapids. Paige Anderson will come in for Cray, who finishes off a nice evening. 16 points for Cray. Most likely a double-double. She was good on the boards as well. Had some block shots.
And number two, Rachel Linsmeyer.
2:07 to go, 65-39. Over the timeline, Sydney Holberg now for Rapids. Holberg hands it off, taken by Lexi Kaur. Kaur moves it left-hand side, Schillinger on the wing, Holberg. Holberg near the top of the key, still 20 feet from the basket. Bounce pass, Schillinger left wing, works around the screen, moves it right-hand side. With it is Kaur. Kaur will now penetrate. Kaur swings it back on the left. Again with it is Holberg. She'll try a three, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds off of Wisconsin Rapids. So the Warriors on their way to a 12th win of the season against seven losses. They'll be 6-3 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Bouncing back from a tough loss in Stevens Point on Friday night. Inbounded, taken by Tipple, back over to Paige Anderson. Anderson over the timeline. Anderson will penetrate. Anderson to try to kick it left-hand side, throws it out of bounds. In the left corner was Harper Meade, but the ball was off target and goes back over to Wisconsin Rapids. Rapids, who has won three of their last five games, will be dropping to 2-7 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, 5-16 overall. Right wing side, Sydney Holberg has a tip, but right back to Holberg. Holberg, 25 feet from the basket. Holberg hands it off. Now into the right corner, Schillinger. Schillinger, her pass deflected, but saved by Lexi Kaur. Kaur, still on the right wing side. Pounds the hardwood, now to the top of the key. Bounce pass goes off the hands and out of bounds, a turnover on Wisconsin Rapids.
Checking in for the Raiders, number 5, Lauren Schillinger, and number 33, Riley Hosper.
Glad they announced it, because on the official roster from the conference, Rapids putting in players that are not listed on the varsity roster. Oh, pass is stolen away. Picked off by Kaur, then poked from behind. Good hustle from behind by Harper Meade. But Rapids does get it back. Getting away with a walk was Kaur. Moves it left wing. Now Kaur, 20 feet from the basket. Kaur, as Rapids penetrates, going to the basket. No good, and a foul, and a couple of free throws coming up. Number 2 for Rapids, not listed on my roster. We'll head to the free throw line.
Brooklyn Burns, first personal, 14 foul. Rachel Linsmeyer to line.
So that is Rachel Linsmeyer, and she'll hit the free throw. Her first point of the game. 34.4 on the clock is the second free throw, good as well. 65-41 Warriors be the second win of the season for West against Wisconsin Rapids. Right wing side, L. Tipple, looked down low, tipped away, out of bounds off of Rapids. Stick around for our post game. We'll look at the numbers. I imagine Tom Weinkauf will make his way upstairs. Out top, Brooke Schaefer. Schaefer hands it off to Brooklyn Burns. Burns right wing side to Tipple, back over to Burns. Tipple, right wing side. Tipple goes baseline. Tipple under the basket, kicks it out. Now with it is Brooklyn Burns, 22 feet from the basket with 7 seconds to go. Burns dribbles between the circles, gives it to Tipple. Tipple stops, moves it right wing. Paige Anderson will try the shot, no good, as the game comes to an end. So the Warriors win it, 65-41. We'll take a break, come back, and have our post-game show coming up next. This is Wausau West Warrior High School Girls Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And Chad Holmes back again from the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse, where the Warrior Girls Basketball team defeats the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln Red Raiders by a score of 65-41 tonight, improving to 12-7 overall, 6-3 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Solid effort here tonight for the Warriors. A bit of a slow start, but once they got going, especially after the three-point barrage in the first half by Lexi White, it kind of stretched it out, and the Warriors never threatened after that. And we'll talk to Tom Wyckoff and then look at the numbers of this one in a few moments. But after that, a little bit of a slow start. Both teams had a little struggle early, but then White had those three-pointers, stretched the lead out, and Warriors never threatened after that, methodically able to build the lead through the course of the second half and win it by a score of 65-41. Tonight, Wausau West had 8 different players score. They had 3 different players in double figures and generally carried the game here against Wisconsin Rapids. Rapids drops to a 5-16 overall. They are now 2-7 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Warriors, as I said, 12 wins, 7 losses overall, and now 6 wins and 3 losses in the WVC. We will take a look at the numbers of this one coming up in a few moments. But first, Coach Tom Wyckoff has come up. And, Coach, again, it was a little bit of a slow start, but both teams, I think, got off to a cold shooting start. And then once Lexi had those 3 three-pointers in the first half, it kind of set the tone. And your team was, I thought, consistent here tonight, really kind of methodical in terms of not allowing Wisconsin Rapids any kind of run to get back into this game.
Well, definitely. I was pleased with the fact that there wasn't even flow in the game. We just kept going. We were consistent. We ran our offense. Obviously, we had some size advantage, so we were able to take care of that. And generally thinking of the step forward.
Yeah, and I would say that in terms of talking about that size advantage, it kind of set a tone, I thought, early as well. You were hurting them on the offensive boards, both Molly Anderson and Kelly Cray, Kelly especially, both in terms of some offensive rebounds. I thought Cray, I think, had about a handful of block shots early. You had some really good looks, again, that you didn't quite finish, I think, early on. That would probably be a little concern. But generally, you were getting it in there. I think you were seeing the results of what can happen, as we were talking about before the game, when you work it down low and get those give your bigs the touches that you want to see.
Well, you know, obviously if you move the ball, take 3 or 4 passes instead of grabbing the ball and shooting on the first pass, we have a chance of getting our bigs. They started collapsing on our bigs. They kicked it out. Then when Lexi was able to get the threes, Kenzie a 3, it makes a big difference when you move the ball around.
It certainly does. And, again, you talked about with me off air before the game about the changes in your starting lineups. And tonight you had Kenzie coming off the bench. Is that because of the ankle injury that you wanted? Or what's the thought process with that?
You know, she's been, you know, nursing the ankle. And I thought, well, you know, if it's hard to work in practice, then let's bring you off the bench so you can go hard. And then we can take you out again. And
worked pretty well.
It worked well tonight. She gave us a spark when she got in there, played well. And for the most part, I was happy with our defense. But we had some breakdowns, but I guess that happens. But, you know, some kids played pretty hard on defense, and I appreciated that.
And I guess finally it was probably a long 6 days between games to come out here, get the W, now go into the weekend with a win. And as well as we talked about, I think, before the game, now the push for the playoffs. As you said, the conference kind of goes out of reach, but now the focus has to be to play solid basketball. And I guess this is probably a pretty good first building block, wasn't it?
It was. I felt good about the way we played tonight. We were much more consistent. We talked about consistency. You got to play consistent. You can't just have, you know, spurts. You have to do it the whole game. And I thought for the most part we did that a couple times. They only had 3 threes tonight, which is a lot better than any of her.
Well, ended up with 5.
5, yeah. Well.
But they didn't get many early, that's
no.
for sure.
And I was kind of harping about it. you know they shoot threes. Mm-hmm. Get up there and guard them. You know, when you stand 5 feet away and let them shoot it, yeah, they're going to make some.
Absolutely. So. Well, Congrats on the W. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll continue the push starting next week.
I hope so.
Head coach Tom Wyckoff. Yep.
Thanks much.
Let's take a look at the numbers of this one. Warriors 65, Red Raiders 41. A couple of players in double digits tonight for Wisconsin Rapids. Gabby Nylett had 13 points, a pair of two-pointers, a pair of three-pointers, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. Kristen Radke had 10 points, a pair of two-pointers, and a pair of three-pointers. 6 points for Aaliyah Jennings, a pair of two-pointers, and 2 of 3 at the free throw line. 4 points for Sydney Holberg, a 2-point field goal, and 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Kate Schaefer had 4 points, a 3-point field goal, 1 for 2 at the line. Also tonight, 2 points for Rachel Lindsmeyer, 2 for 2 at the line, and 2 points for Jazz Red Cloud. And normally one of their top scorers, Red Cloud, held to just 2 points, 1 basket and 0 for 2 at the stripe. 8 2-point field goals, 5 3-pointers, 10 of 15 at the stripe tonight for Wisconsin Rapids. For Wausau West, 18 points for Lexi White, 4 3-pointers and a 2-pointer, 4 for 4 at the free throw line. Kelly Crave had 16 points on 7 baskets and 2 for 4 at the stripe. 12 points for Kenzie Deaton, 2 2-pointers, 2 3-pointers, and 2 for 2 at the free throw line. 7 points for Molly Anderson, had a couple of baskets, 3 for 4 at the stripe. 5 points scored tonight by Paige Anderson, 2 baskets and 1 for 1 at the free throw line. Two baskets for 4 points for Ayla Christensen, a basket for 2 points for Harper Mead, and 1 for 2 at the free throw line for Emma Moorhead for her 1 point. 17 2-pointers, 6 3-pointers, 13 of 17 at the free throw line tonight for the Wausau West Warriors. Warriors led 31-19 at the intermission and win it 65-41. Well, that's going to wrap things up. Hope you can join me tomorrow night from Wisconsin Rapids when the Warrior boys take on Wisconsin Rapids, 7 o'clock for the pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip. But here tonight, it's Wausau West 65 and Wisconsin Rapids 41. For all of our sponsors, without whose help we could not bring you Wausau West Warrior High School Girls Basketball, I'm Chad Holmes. Have yourselves a great evening, and thanks again for joining us for Warrior Sports on Bow Falls Radio 98.9.